Well, last week, the University of the Arts in Philadelphia closed down after giving students and staff just a week of advance notice. But there are other programs that relied on UArts for support. WHYY's Peter Crimmins looks at what will happen to those programs.
This is the second time in 5 years that the Lightbox Film Center finds itself homeless. The Showcase for Art Film had been at the International House at the Penn Campus for 40 years, but it was cast adrift when the building was sold in 2019. So the University of the Arts made a home for Lightbox downtown, but no more now that UArts has closed. Director Jesse Pyre says it can't exist on its own.
I think it really needs to be somewhere. It was a good fit here, right? I mean, it was part of a great arts community, so it made sense. But hopefully there's something else out there that also makes sense.
Some organizations will pick up where they left off. The Pig Iron Theater Company partnered with UArts in 2015 to build an MFA degree program. Now, after the closure, it will still train theater students, but as a certificate program rather than a degree. The Philadelphia Art Alliance will not be as fortunate. It was an independent organization in Rittenhouse Square for over a century before being acquired by UArts in 2018. Director Sid Sachs does not see a possibility of it going on. He spent the last days of UArts trying to find someone to adopt the library.
Otherwise, it would just be probably sold off as poundage, you know, this many pounds of books as opposed to real content. At one time, it was arguably the best art library in the city.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.